I will not. I cannot. I won't. I shall not. I would not accept quitting. Quitting is not an option. I will fail and I will fall, but I will never surrender. I will never give in. It is not in my character to give up. If you keep going and if you never give in, you will make it. You need to have faith. You need to believe. You need to trust the process. The desire to win is important, but the rule to never quit is the thing that will lead you to true success. Never giving in, never surrendering. When times get hard, it is this that will get you through the hard times, so long as it keeps you moving. If it knocks you to the floor, it is the thing that will make you crawl. Not quitting means you will never stop. It means that you will work every day on your dreams. It is this consistency that leads to winning. It is this consistency that leads you to excellence.
If you're watching this and you feel lost, it's better to just sit down and be like, I'm lost. Because the day you admit you're lost is the day you allow yourself to be found by people who can give you a tip. Everybody should try to be rich and famous at least once and should get it just to realize it's not as good as you think. But the adventure part's cool. And also, when I say adventure, I also mean gaining insight into life. The biggest thing I've learned, if I could be 18 again, I wish somebody had told me, basically nobody knows what they're doing. Even the adults, you think, you know, everybody's lost and the world's the blind leading the blind. So the ultimate adventure to me is not just like bungee jumping or something like that or going to the Amish. It's trying to get insight and see life as a puzzle. And your goal in life is to seek the adventures that piece the puzzle together. So that at the end of your life, you like kind of get it. You kind of get it. I feel like most people don't get what life is. Like, think about it. It's like, what is life? Like, why are we driven with some basic instincts? What's the purpose, you know? Optimizing your life for hustling and grinding is like optimizing your life around going pee. No, pee is something you have to do. It's not the goal. You don't go, woo! You know what my goal is? Hit the toilet 7 times a day. No, but you have to do it to survive. So grinding and working hard and hustling is not what you optimize for. It's pain. Why would you optimize for pain? But it is a necessity. And if you look at an actual scientific explanation of what makes you successful, it is not just hard work. If that's true, construction workers would be the wealthiest people in the world. Waiters and busboys, they work harder than the owner. If every day you wake up and you go, I don't have it all figured out, let's jump into something crazy and see what happens. And that's how I got started on social media. Like, happiness is a compilation of a whole bunch of stuff you do right. The problem is, art is long, but life is short. The art of living and getting to your objective is long, but it doesn't have to be. It's long if your compass is backwards. If you don't have haters, you ain't popping. So welcome to the world. You want to pop, you're going to get hate. It's interesting. This fascinates me. The more successful beyond my wildest dreams of my success, the more they ask me questions.
I will not quit because I am better than that. I will not give in because I am powerful. I will not quit because I can succeed. I will not quit because quitting is not in my nature. Be brave, because no one remembers a coward. Be brave. Be bold, be courageous, take risks, take chances, take opportunities. We all know that we have one chance at life, so why not say, I'm all in? Why not risk everything to live the life you are capable of? The world wants the best version of you. The world wants to see what you are capable of, and it wants to see what impact you can make on the world. So why are you denying the world of your gifts and talents? You just need to decide. Decide to step up to the plate. Decide to step out of the shadow. Decide to let go of the fear you have. Decide to be great because you are capable.
Is there a way for people to build that discipline?
Yes. Pain. And that's why I'm not a big believer in delusion. You know, you asked me one of the rewiring things we have to do in this world. I'll tell you one. You ever heard this myth? Everything happens for a reason, so just accept it. Well, there's kind of truth to that. If I jump off a building and break my legs, yes, everything happened for a reason. The reason was gravity. Like, that's why you break your legs, and physics. Legs brittle, concrete not brittle. So, but people interpret everything happens for a reason, be like, well, I was meant to learn from that thing, and then BS. When you see your life, and anytime there should be pain, you go, no. It was just how it was meant to be. No. Look yourself in the mirror sometimes and go, you know why I'm not happy? It's because I didn't listen 10 years ago and I got in the wrong career. You know I'm not happy? Because I married the wrong damn person. It wasn't meant to happen. Yes, everything happens for a reason. You made a bad choice. But it didn't have to be that way. And the second you build up pain, I think one of the myths of society is we won't let pain in. We just excuse it all away. Like, no, that was meant to happen. Oh, you wasted 20 years of life married the wrong person in the wrong career? No, Tom, it wasn't meant to happen. Where's the people who go, you f***ed up, dude. You wasted 20 years and you will never get it back. You better go in your room and cry. Everybody doesn't win. And the sooner you wake up to that, that biology is ruthless, man, then you get a little fear in you. And when you get a little fear in you, you start listening. Because if you're truly afraid, you listen. Let a little fear come in and drive you and motivate you. Be around people who make you uncomfortable at the ego level. When you feel uncomfortable in settings, that is when the learning, it's not just who's smarter, because sometimes smarter people don't help you. But get around someone where you're like, I kinda don't fit in. Don't try to become a millionaire too young. Because what you should do when you're young is work on the circuitry part. And then the money will come. Win when you can, even if it's small wins. Better for the brain.
This is where it all starts. Kick off your life in the direction that pushes you towards a life where you can take control. Make sure you know which direction you're headed in. Organize your world in your favor for your purpose, for your future. This is the opening to take you towards a life full of success. You have this control. You have always had this power. Unleash the animal that pulls you towards the future you've earned. This opportunity is your power. The time you have now is your power. Take it. You know that you can have this potential, the potential to feel like you've worked for it, feel like you know what you deserve. Trust your work, trust your progress. Make this your power, the power to succeed.
Now, the only person you should strive to be better than is the person you were yesterday. Who were you yesterday? What did you change? What did you want to do? What are you going to do? So, what are you going to change? How are you going to improve? So you need to move past your old attitude. You need to change your ways. You got to change your mindset and be better than you were yesterday, because you're no longer you yesterday. You are you today, and you will be you tomorrow. Now, can you make it past the decisions that you made yesterday? Can you move past the fears you had yesterday? Because you can be your own biggest fear. You can even become your fears. Now, I want you to put yourself in a situation where you can struggle, where you can take satisfaction in a hard day's work once you're all done. How are you going to make it? How are you going to make it past your insecurities? Think about that. And stop wasting opportunities. Start making opportunities. Empower yourself through your journey. Make it past the finish line. Be better. In fact, be the best. Without a plan, you're gonna stay right where you are. It's time for you to make a move. Write the rules. Be your own director. Take the power.